Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. The Democratic National Convention is underway in Chicago, and Minnesota has a prominent role. Party Chair Jamie Harrison introduced Minnesota's Lieutenant Governor last night.
When Tim Walz becomes Vice President, she will become the first Native American governor in this great country. Peggy Flanigan!
Flanigan told the convention she's a member of the White Earth Nation and her family is the Wolf Clan.
We never leave anyone behind. That's why I am supporting Kamala Harris and Tim Walz to be the next president and vice president of the United States.
President Joe Biden received a 4-minute standing ovation and encouraged Americans to vote.
And above all, we need you to beat Donald Trump. Elect Kamala and Tim.
Governor Walz will address the convention tomorrow night. The summer of 2024 will not be remembered for severe weather outbreaks or tornadoes in Minnesota. Pete Boulay of the State Climatology Office says it's been a below-average tornado season.
We've had a preliminary number of about 31 so far this year, and that's a tentative number, of course, and they've all been fairly weak tornadoes. You know, average number, if you look from 1994 through 2023, is about 44 for a year.
A record 127 tornadoes have been reported this year in neighboring Iowa. And authorities in northern Minnesota say one person is dead and another in custody after a domestic incident near Bemidji. Beltrami County deputies and police found the victim unresponsive and not breathing Saturday. The victim was taken to the hospital and died of their injuries. The second person was arrested pending criminal charges. Minnesota lawmakers, the DNR, and the Stop Carp Coalition are celebrating a $12 million project today to prevent Asian carp from moving up the Mississippi River. Senator Fong Hur of St. Paul says the bioacoustic fish fence will be installed at Lock and Dam 5 near Winona.
It's a water bubble system that is proven that it will work when the invasive carp, jumping carp, grass carp, it's specifically radar to them and deter them away.
Senator Hur says about 600 invasive carp were found in the river in that area last year. He says it'll take several years to complete the project. And former Governor Jesse Ventura won't be attending the Minnesota State Fair this year. Ventura says he's boycotting the fair because organizers have banned cannabis. He points out that alcohol and tobacco are both allowed on the fairgrounds, but legal cannabis use is not. This is MNN.